Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The bank holiday weekend saw a number of nights of violence in few loyalist areas in Northern Ireland. Petrol bombs being thrown, cars set alight, resulting in 41 police officers being injured. Donna Deeney is a journalist for the Belfast Telegraph. She joins me on the line now. What was happening in Derry last night, Donna?
Well, last night was actually quiet. Monday night was, and actually for the preceding 7 nights, Derry saw a lot of violence. There was a lot of rioting. Police were coming under attack from petrol bombs. Youths of up and around 50 were throwing petrol bombs at the police. Cars were being set on fire. Passing motorists were being, their cars were being attacked with stones. So it was quite prolific.
I'm sure, having reported these things before, as many reporters in Northern Ireland would attest to, that it's very rare that you would see a riot without also seeing shadowy figures hanging around behind gates or in the doorways of houses and the neighbouring roads who appear to be exerting some level of control over the mainly young people who do this. Was there evidence of that in the last 7 nights of violence?
Well, certainly from the people that I was talking to, including one motorist or a fellow who was in a taxi, and he would say that, I mean, it was two, as he put it, two grown men who were certainly, you know, part of the attack on the car that he was in. And certainly people on the ground would suggest that the same, including the police. I mean, the police are saying that the violence against them was being orchestrated.
But mainly involving young people.
Well, you know, they were saying that they were being directed, you know, so, and certainly, you know, the presence of paramilitary is one line of investigation that is being explored.
And when you talk to the people who are out on the streets at night or afterwards, are they angry about the funeral of Bobby Storey? Are they angry about the Northern Ireland Protocol? Or are they angry about the economic situation, circumstances of their community?
Well, I think certainly, you know, if you were to take, for instance, the young people, I mean, they were very young, some of these rioters, I mean, you know, 12, 13, and certainly if you were to ask them about the Northern Ireland Protocol, I think it would be safe to say their level of knowledge wouldn't be huge. So that would also lend the fact that they were being directed by, but, you know, and you are saying, and the graffiti that is in these areas now, it is anti-police. It is, they're calling for no sea border, and it is anti, obviously it's anti-Sinn Féin. So, I mean, there is a mixture of, and I think generally it is just a sense of just unrest.
The editorial in the Irish Times this morning, down this side of the border, draws quite a clear connection between the atmosphere that's being created by mainstream unionist parties leading ultimately to this violence. Even if you can't join the dots directly, they see that there is an association. Is it as clear north of the border that that is the case, that the DUP's stance on the Northern Ireland Protocol, the environment, the atmosphere that has been created, has led us to where we are now?
I think it is very clear that, certainly within the DUP, that they are putting the level of blame on the on the lack of prosecutions of Sinn Féin members who attended the Bobby Storey funeral. I mean, that has been very clear. And I think initially their condemnation of the violence wasn't as strong as it has been now over this past couple of days. But I think they're very clear in what they believe is the reason for it.
The Northern Ireland Assembly is going to return tomorrow. No doubt there will be debate about the violence. Do you see that making any difference?
Well, certainly, I mean, things last night was a lot more calm than it had been on previous nights. I think that there will be like a joint condemnation, you know, like across the board from all the political parties, condemnation of the violence. But, you know, what happens beyond that, I don't know how much influence it's going to have on the ground.
What has been the impact and the consequence of this on the ground? Of course, these are strange and very restricted times as it is. But has there been much damage to businesses?
Well, businesses as premises, not so much. But a lot of people have been left without their cars. I mean, you know, like people are having their cars taken up and they're being burned. I know in Derry, there was just on Monday night in Nelson, in the Nelson Drive area, there was a car burned. There was a digger that was in a construction site that was taken, set on fire. People and in their homes, like people were having their garden fences ripped off. They were set on fire, and just like, you know, whatever they could burn was burned. So, but businesses seemed, you know, businesses weren't attacked.
And for those,
I mean, they're all closed.
But for those people who have no intention of getting involved in violence, has this effectively ended up imposing a curfew on their lives?
Well, I mean, like people's movements are restricted now anyway. I mean, people are not going out and about. Like people are adhering to the lockdown by and large, you know, and certainly the difference between daytime and nighttime is stark. You know, like during the day, it's as if there's no tension, but it is at nighttime when the young people are coming out onto the streets. I mean, certainly that is the way it has been over this past few nights.
And if you were to go on your gut instinct alone, Donna, would it tell you that this is a situation that could degenerate further, or is this something more orchestrated, something more choreographed that can be turned off at the right moment?
Well, but I always think, I mean, situations like this is a wee bit like Pandora's box, you know. I mean, you know, so the level of control can sometimes just get lost completely. But certainly the level, you know, the amount of trouble on the streets last night was a lot less than it had been. So that in itself would lead to optimism. I mean, you know, just the situation in Northern Ireland, you know, just when people think, oh, you know, it's not going to get any better, then it does. You know, I mean, I always think there's always a level of optimism, you know, things turn around.
Well, fingers crossed. Donna Deedy of the Belfast Telegraph, thank you very much for joining us. We're going to be talking to our reporter Barry Lenehan about vaccine hesitancy in minority groups after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.